King Arthur was a wonderful guy, and he lived many years ago. But he has reincarnated in our neighbor, Arthur. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. And every time I look at Arthur, King Arthur, I think to myself, that is how perhaps the first Arthur looked too. Gentle, loving, knowledgeable, sensitive, caring, you know, brilliant. Anything else that I should add in there?
That pretty well covers
it. That covers it, okay. And
understanding.
It's really quite delightful to be with the prodigy of King Arthur, because down through the centuries, down through the hundreds of years, King Arthur never died. But Arthur is having some new experiences here at the Absolute Monastery, because we showed him all of our, what do you call these things?
Remote controls.
Hmm?
Remote controls.
All of our remote controls. We have four of them here. One, two, six of them. Six, seven remote controls here. And we showed him all these remote controls. We even got more around here. And, of course, we sent a lot with you, too. But all these remote controls. And then we bought one remote. Well, several of these remote controls could probably do for all, too. But we bought one big old one. One Big Daddy. And it was inexpensive and very nice. And we tried to use it, but we didn't know how to use it, so it didn't work. And so we said to Arthur, Arthur, did Merlin teach you how to work on those remote controls? And Arthur said, no, but I taught Merlin how to do it. And I said, well, will you teach us? And he said, with all humility, you already know, but I'll remind you. And so he took this great big piece of aluminum, and he said, if you press this button, it tells you that your batteries are in good condition. Now, I thought that was kind of nice. Usually you got to take the batteries out and check them. But you press that button, and it tells you your batteries are in good condition. And I thought, Arthur, having you over as a friend and as a guest and as all that sort of stuff, it was well worth it. Wow. Yes, indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He says, now, just a minute. You ain't seen nothing yet. He said, you have a sound system on your computer, on your monitor for your DVDs and all that sort of stuff. And you have two sound systems, one on the main TV and one separate, which is a surround sound that Daniel installed into the whole room. And he said, now, the surround sound was probably going to come off of the not DVD, but what?
The TV monitor.
The TV monitor. And so when you click on that, then you'll get the surround sound, and you'll turn the TV on and off, the monitor. And then he said, but now the simple thing about it is you have basically two other units. You have your Blu-ray, which we never use. We do use it. And perhaps we'll use it more now that we know how to work it. Hey, cool. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And you're not getting out of here tonight until you check them. And so he said, now, the simple thing is, you don't even look at your monitors. You just take your monitors and poof, put them in a box and put them away. And then you take this big aluminum monitor, and you point it at your various sets.
Devices.
Hmm?
Devices.
Thank you. Your various devices. You see how knowledgeable he is with all these highfalutin technological terminology. Wow, I tell you, I just have to breathe deeply to keep up with him. Well, you point it at each of the device, at each device. And then you say, Alakababra, Alakazam, I want you to turn on, my good man. And so you press a button and it doesn't work. And you say, okay, maybe it's this one. So you keep pressing buttons until you find one that turns on and off the device you want. And you say, oh, that says DVD, and it works the DVD. How strange. How wonderful. And then when they were making our remote control, they didn't have Blu-ray. So we had to paint a Blu-ray on it somewhere to show that that's the Blu-ray symbol signal. And what we'll do is just press the button, and it'll go on. Now, Sylvia and I have worked hours trying to work these machines and get them turned on and get them going and get the Blu-ray on and get the Blu-ray coordinated with the monitor and the monitor coordinated with the speakers and the speakers coordinated with the equipment that we had. And finally, we just gave up and we watched something ordinary. But now we don't have to do that anymore. Now we just press the one button that says DVD and on she goes, because it's all coordinated and Art is going to press that button because Merlin gave him the confidence that he needed at the time he needed it. Because after he did that, what did he do? What did King Arthur do? Or what did Arthur do after he had the confidence from Merlin?
He became king.
He went to get a sword for his master, and he saw this one sticking in a rock, and he thought nothing of it, but he pulled it out. And everybody says, our new king! Now, who did that? Merlin. Merlin got him ready for that. Merlin got him ready to realize the magic that lay within him. Now, in this little silver box is so much magic, so much wonderment. We press a button and on comes Blu-ray. We press a button and on comes the speakers. We press a button and on comes the DVD. We press a button and it goes off. How about that? We just press buttons. Now, isn't that really quite beautiful? And this is what Art has been telling us. And Anita, in the back of the Practical Science magazine is a page which tells about a wall switch, and it has a likeness of the wall switch that we have, except below it has a button and up above it has the rheostat that you lift up and down. And I thought, I must show that to Anita, because that's just what she and Art installed in our patio out here. But you see, we have so much magic about us. Now you say, well, Herb, what's so magical about that? You press a button, the light goes on. You press it and it goes off, you know. You press a button and the TV goes on. You press it and it goes off. People have been doing that for years, since the 50s. They had to go to the TV and press the button on it. They didn't have a remote button, but nonetheless, they pressed the button and the TV went on, pressed the button and the TV went off. And many times Dad got very frustrated and he turned off the TV without going over to it. He took his shoe and went, ha-ha, right at the screen, and so they were without TV for a while. But you see, it would have been so much easier if he had a remote control button. But Art wasn't there to show him the way. And Art had Merlin inspiring him and guiding him, and each one of you have a Merlin inspiring you and guiding you. And you want to know what that is? That's a little voice that's inside you that says, you can do it. Now do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. All right. And so you press the button and lo and behold, it goes on. Now isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? Now, I'm going to ask Art to bring his credulity a little deeper in focus and give us a little button that we can sit here at the dinner table and put the light up and down without having to get up and walk way over to the wall and turn the switch on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we have this little remote control here. We just turn the lights on and we light the candle. Because right now you can hardly see the candle there. It is so bright around it, but I like the brightness too. But we live in a magical world. And thanks to Merlin and thanks to art, our magical world gets more magical every day. Because we're ready to listen, we're ready to learn, and we're ready to experience. Can you do that?
Yes.
Can you find your way around on all of these devices? Yes? You know what Sylvia does? She goes over to the set and turns it on and off. Pushes the button around the set. She's now...
Whatever works.
I know how this works. I know how that... And I know what's happening when I do it. Yeah. But, hey, whatever works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever works. Yes, Art?
Everything works, given a chance.
Everything works what?
Given a chance.
Given a chance. Well, and what is the chance that we give it that makes it work?
You mean belief?
Our belief inside us that
knowing that it will work
perfectly.
Yeah. Our belief inside of us that it will work out perfect. Now, where did Art hear this? Did
inside.
He hear
inside of him.
Mm-hmm. Did he hear this from me? Am I the only person who said it to him?
No.
Art heard this from the master teacher inside of himself. Each one of us have that same wonderful master teacher, but he has a different name. What's your master teacher's name? Jason.
Yes.
Jason. And your master teacher?
Sylvia Maria Enns.
Oh, my God. And yours?
Anita.
Oh, yes, mine, Herb.
I'm Ingeborg.
I'm Ingeborg. Oh, no doubt about that. And you?
Ellen.
So you see, we all have our master teachers. And the more we listen to them, the more wonderful things that happen to us. Kind of nice, huh?
Yeah.
So, have a lovely evening. And know that I love you very much. And I'm always thinking good things about you. And we have gone 13 minutes of a lot to do about nothing. I love you.
Love you.
I love you. I love you.